Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by Bob Everson, Global Mobility Domain Leader in the Global Service Provider Organization at Cisco. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, thanks. That title's kind of a mouthful, huh?
Yeah, it's a long one. I'm glad I got through it in one try. So, Bob, obviously Cisco is a network leader, so Mobile World Congress is a huge event for you guys every year. Tell me a little bit about Cisco's presence at Mobile World Congress and how that fits in with your scope of focus at Cisco.
Great. So MWC is a large show for us. I lead mobility and 5G in our global service provider organization. So responsible for business development, working with customers, working with the business unit, helping to align our solutions to our customers' requirements. MWC is a huge show for us. We've been here for many, many years, and it's really our marquee service provider show.
Cisco made some big news this week that I wanted to talk to you about. And before we get there, I wanted to talk to you about the work that Intel and Cisco have been working on for the last year around mobile edge and 5G and how that's transitioned into the vRAN space.
We have worked really closely with Intel. Intel plays a key role in this ecosystem, both from a hardware standpoint, enabling it with their processors and COTS hardware, as well as the innovation that they've done around FlexRAN. Those things come together to enable a wide variety of edge solutions. My view is customers are still figuring out mobile edge compute. There are a number of applications where it probably makes sense, but we're in the process of validating some of that.
Now, you announced a new collaboration and a new industry effort around Open vRAN. Tell me about that.
We did, and the reaction has been really, really strong and very positive. A lot of interest. It hit the headlines very strong, and I think that's indicative of really the drivers behind it. We talk to customers, and we look at where the industry is. There's a real need for a new architecture. This new architecture is emerging. Virtualization, obviously, in the network and network function virtualization has been around for a while. Things are maturing there. We're seeing the packet core virtualization really start to take off now after a number of years and different elements like IMS and some of the other components. The last piece that has not really virtualized yet is the RAN. But there are a lot of great innovators out there in the space all across the ecosystem. They're doing some good work. So we thought it was a good time to bring this together. And like I said, the reaction from the press, reaction from customers has been really, really positive and very strong.
Now, why Open vRAN?
Well, as customers build out new architectures and they deploy these new models, they want to make sure that the interfaces between these different elements are open. So they have choice and they have the maximum flexibility for a variety of different deployment models and use cases. One of the number one things that we've heard back from customers is the interfaces need to be open, whether it's from the radio to the software elements or whether it's up into the OSS systems and automation orchestration. And between the variety of different elements in there, they want to make sure the interfaces are as open as possible.
Why has the RAN been, for lack of a better word, the laggard in this picture? In terms of driving virtualization to that very edge?
One is, as we look at virtualization, a lot of virtualization really started in the data center and kind of worked its way out into the access networks. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of a natural migration of virtualization. I think in the radio domain, there's quite a bit of complexity, obviously, in a radio system. And there's a lot of embedded legacy equipment as well that's out there, obviously, going from generation to generation. So it's a non-trivial task to sort of virtualize this piece. Just from an industry innovation standpoint, the maturity of the suppliers that are building the equipment has really come along in the last few years to where it's a much more viable option. We have startups that are building the software. We have startups that are just building the radios. We have more traditional radio vendors who are sort of dipping their toes in there as well. And so things are coming together.
Now, Cisco obviously led this announcement, but you've got others along with you, including Intel. Tell me about your plans in building an ecosystem around Open vRAN, and what do you you see as the path that this is going to take from today towards open vRAN deployments in the future?
So our view for this is when you look at an end-to-end system, and mobile operators need to deploy an end-to-end system, they want to deploy it in modular chunks so they don't have to do the whole thing from one vendor, but they want to look end-to-end. So when we looked at that, we sort of determined what are the pieces that are required for them to do this end-to-end. We talked about the open interfaces, which open interfaces gives them maximum flexibility for choice of radios, choice of software elements, choice of compute, all these different things, right? The next piece is, as we look at all the different possible deployment models and use cases, there are things that need to happen to enable that. So there are infrastructure optimizations, which folks like Intel and Red Hat can help us with. The interoperability with the mobile core elements, with the OSS elements. And so what we're doing is we're taking more of a holistic view across this and trying to leverage work that's going on in various different industry forums like XRAN, like TIP, 3GPP, and align to make these things happen. Nobody's ever come together and done a true multi-vendor interoperable system like this in mobility. And so we're pretty excited about it.
Can you just give me the full list of industry leaders that are engaged in this?
Sure. Thanks, Allison. So initially, we've started with a wide variety across multiple different areas. So AltioStar, Aerosint, Intel, Mavenir, Phaser, Red Hat, and Tech Mahindra are the current ones who've signed on. And obviously, Reliance Jio was our partner in the announcement, and they're very, very strong in this area and great innovators and great partners. And I expect to have probably four or five more coming out of this week.
Now, when you look at this announcement and you talk about what this will be doing in terms of the RAN, how does that fit into other trends like 5G? And is 5G going to require open vRAN?
5G deployments are one of the use cases for virtual RAN, but a lot of the demand for virtual RAN is actually still in LTE.
Mm-hmm.
Customers are looking to densify their networks. They are looking to roll out small cells, whether it's outdoor or whether it's indoor in enterprise. Maybe they're trying to use suboptimal transport to deploy in rural areas or in less developed markets. There are a variety of different things that are going to drive this, and 5G is just one of them. Now, whether 5G requires it or not, 5G doesn't technically require a virtualized RAN. In fact, operators are announcing more traditional DRAN and CRAN solutions for 5G, but to get to the ultimate architecture that they're trying to get to in 5G, we believe that the vRAN is one of the core components.
Is that because of the composability and modularity of the solution, or is it something else?
It really is about the modularity. When we look at the network architecture, they want to separate out some of the functions so they can scale differently. We talked about edge compute earlier as well. There's a great deployment for edge compute, which would include the virtual BBU, it would include a user plane, and then we could put edge compute there with it on the edge. To do that, you need to be able to break some of these functions out in a more scalable manner, and it just gives them the ability to be more agile and dynamic in their service provisioning.
As folks approach 2018 and see the open vRAN ecosystem getting started, what can we expect next in terms of engagement from the industry and proof of concepts and that type of thing?
So there are a couple things that we're working on right away. One is developing a reference architecture to work off of, where we can build this reference architecture across multiple vendors and give us a template to work towards. The second thing is we're doing validation of the elements and interoperability work to make sure that they can actually communicate with each other, which even at this point, doing a trial with a 5G radio and a 5G packet core is a non-trivial activity. In fact, it's driven some operators to go single vendor initially. We've had some multi-vendor trials that have been actually very successful, and we look to extend that. So interoperability testing, saying, okay, Mr. Customer, you can know that this is going to work together. Then the next thing that we're doing as well is more of a solution validation end-to-end, where we plug these things in, we characterize the performance, work on the transport, and do some optimizations around that. And then coming out of that, what we're going to build is we're going to build validated solutions, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that say, okay, this you know works. And then customers can take that and say, okay, this is a starting point for me as I'm looking to build out my network.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, one final question for you. If folks are listening online, they want to find out more, where would you send them for more information about Open vRAN and to engage with your team around getting engaged in this program?
one, obviously Cisco.com is a great reference. Blogs.cisco.com/SP is our service provider blog, and we have a post out there on it. I am on Twitter at Everbo, so feel free to tweet me there. And I'm easily reachable at Cisco as well.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. I can't wait to see how you guys progress in this space. We'd love to have you back on the program.
I'd love to join you, and thanks again.